Hello and welcome to Pray 365 with Just a Guy. So today I wanted to read real quickly from 2 Samuel 7, verses 18 and 19. It says, "Then King David went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, 'Who am I, Sovereign Lord, and what is my family, that you have brought me this far? And as if this were not enough in your sight, Sovereign Lord, you have also spoken about the future of the house of your servant. And this decree, Sovereign Lord, is for a mere human.'" So David is in awe. David is having a conversation with God. He's in awe of God. He's in awe of all the blessings that he's had so far and the promises of future blessings. David is in awe of the Sovereign Lord and the kindness that he's shown him. At the same time, what also struck me, besides for the fact that David just has this conversation with God, is he went in and sat before the Lord. He went in somewhere and he sat down and had a conversation. I've had plenty of those when my father was alive. I would sit with him and we'd chat, we'd talk. Sometimes it was in the car, sometimes it was other places. Sometimes it was at the kitchen table or in a certain room and a chair, you know, the family room or whatever. So when I think about this, and one of the things that struck me is, where do I go to sit before the Lord? Do I have a place? Well, I do. In the mornings, I have my chair and I sit and I pray and listen to music and read his word. And I think about that. Where's your place? Where's my place? Because we also then, you know, I know I have conversations with him as I drive, when I'm out, when I'm at work. I mean, there's all sorts of places, but I do have that place where I sit before him. And I think David is such a good example because he sits before God, then he talks to him. And he's just like, "Dude, I am so grateful. You're amazing, God. And I can't believe it." I just question and wonder for myself if I truly have the same awe. Do I have the same or similar awe of God? And I really pray I do. And with that, let's go to God in prayer. Holy Father, thank you for this day and for your grace and your mercy. It is amazing that we can talk to you. It's amazing that you want to talk to us. I think about at times when there's pastors I've known and people that I respect, and that it can be very challenging just to talk to them. That they aren't available, they're just too busy. And yet you're never too busy for me. You're never too busy for your people. And I'm grateful for that, Lord. Because you are the creator of all, and yet you're not too busy for me. And I am so thankful because I need you now. Lord, I need you. I need you each and every day, each and every moment. I need your strength. I need your mercy, and I need your grace. I also need your insights and your wisdom, Father. So I come before you, just seeking you out, praying for your forgiveness because I've fallen so short. And I don't deserve your time. But you give it to me anyways. And you tell me to talk to you. So, Father, I thank you, and I'm grateful for it. I lift up this day to you. I pray it be a day lived that's worthy of you. Lord God, I thank you for who you are. And I come before you, Lord, seeking out your grace and your mercy and your protection upon our families, upon my family, my brothers and sisters, my children, grandchildren. I just pray for all of our spouses, all of our loved ones. Holy Father, Sovereign Lord, protect them, guide them, and bless them. Our nephews, our nieces, I just ask, Lord, for you to take care of our loved ones. For those who are ill, who are battling cancer or other physical illnesses or spiritual or emotional or mental, Lord, I just pray for you to take care of them. Heal them. Touch them. Let them feel your power, your might, your joy, your peace. I pray for healing amongst them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for mercy and healing upon them. And Lord, I just pray that you would put your angels about our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, our loved ones. Keep them safe. Guard their hearts, guard their minds, guard their bodies. It's a dangerous time. And I just pray, Father, for you, for your angels to stand guard about them and hold them close. May they know how much we love them and care for them, even if we're not there near them. And Lord, I just pray for this nation. I lift up the United States to you and seek you out. Seek your mercies upon us. I seek your light upon this land. Pray for it to shine on us, because we need it. I pray for our leaders to be changed, their hearts to be changed. I lift up our leadership and ask that their hearts would be adjusted. And if they can't be, I pray that they would be removed. Remove them from office and replace them with people who do love you and have you as their guidepost. I pray for Israel and all that's happening in the Middle East. I just ask that, I know you're in charge of all this, Lord, so I just thank you that you're in charge. I pray for this land. I pray for this nation. And I pray, Father, Lord Jesus, come. Fill our hearts, fill our minds with you. I pray for this nation to return to you, Lord. And lastly, Father, I pray and ask for our relationship with you to continue to grow and flourish. I ask that we would know what it means to be your children, to be your heirs, to walk with you and talk with you. Lord, I thank you that we can, and I just pray that we would. I pray that we would love you with our whole being, and love our neighbor as ourselves. For all of our shortcomings, Father, I pray that we would become better. That again, I would live a life that's worthy of you. May my tongue show your love. May my heart flow with your love to others. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Pray 365. I hope you have a great day.